This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I have two very conflicting tavern stories to share over my Thanksgiving vacation.
You can tell you went to the Midwest because you refer to it as a tavern.
Well, I don't want to be like, I was at the bar the whole time. I thought tavern might sound fancier.
It sounds classier.
I had such a great break. Everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Y'all know what I feel about Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and it's a whole week of partying, and it's a whole week of family, and part of that, it's become a tradition the last 2 years. My nephew, his lifetime best friend, Shifty, and my daughter's boyfriend, Zach, we go on a road trip early in the Thanksgiving week to a football game. Mm-hmm. The year before, it was Tammy's heaven, Lambeau Field, for the Green Bay Packers. This year, it was my heaven, Soldier Field, to see my Chicago Bears play the Minnesota Vikings.
Couldn't beat them? Oh, so disappointed.
Yeah, I was there. It was a noon kickoff.
Okay.
So we met my cousin Johnny, his son James, at an Irish bar that took a shuttle to Soldier Field.
Oh, nice. Fun.
It's called O'Neill's, right? And I know I'm in Chicago because, and I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating this at all. The owner or manager on duty gets on this loudspeaker. Just to let you know, we're going to start loading the buses about an hour before kickoff. The shuttle will run continuously throughout the game. Also want to let you know, 15 minutes from now, we're going to have the sausage and the peppers ready for you. Come on, get it. Your sausage and peppers. Bears! And sure enough, everyone goes, Bears! I'm like, I'm home.
You wanted to live there, I bet. Oh, my God. Okay. How many sausages and peppers did you eat?
You know, the problem is, we fueled up at the free breakfast at the hotel.
Oh, that was
because
dumb.
I was like, get it while it's free, guys, because nothing's free at Soldier Field. Well, anyway, every time he went on the loudspeaker. All right, want to let you know we're out of Old Style. There's no more Old Style, but we got plenty of Schlitz. Bears!
Every time at the end. Oh, God, Bears. That's great.
Wasn't Go Bears. Yes. And as if on cue, Bears! Everybody in the crowd.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Even after the game.
Experience.
And I'll tell you this. This is going to surprise you, Tammy. I've never seen a Bears game at Soldier Field in Chicago.
That just blows my mind.
I know. I've seen them all over the country in different mm-hmm. places, including here in San Diego. When we used to have a team, mm-hmm. but never in my hometown of wow. Chicago. So I was, oh my God, I'm surrounded by Bears fans. We're all idiots because our team sucks, but still,
no,
we're
you're
a family.
You're fans. It's okay.
It was great. So even though my team lost mm-hmm. and then lost again on Thanksgiving,
yeah.
and then, thank God, fired their coach, the one bright spot of the last week from a Bears fan, even though that all happened, I still had what's one of the best times. It was the exact opposite of what happened right when we got to Chicago. Our first night could have ended horribly, almost ended horribly. In fact, it did for somebody.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'll have that at 7:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. While on Thanksgiving break, I spent a couple of days in Chicago to see my Chicago Bears play. Our first night there, however, could have ended, well, did end horribly for some poor soul. This is an unbelievable story. We were in Chicago. We just got done eating dinner. And Chicago, this time of year, it's beautiful. Okay.
Sure.
Everything's decorated
for
Christmas.
Holidays,
you know, we're right on the lake, Lake Michigan. I mean, all the old school stores. It's really what you'd imagine, you know, a big, massive city does for Christmas.
Sure, and especially in the Midwest.
Right. We're walking around, enjoying the lights and enjoying the people. But all of a sudden, well, listen, we start noticing things are starting to get little, what's going on with the sirens?
Uh-huh.
That's Christmas. There you are. It's an angry night in Chicago tonight.
Well, I had no idea how true that statement was. When you heard the sirens at first, as you just heard, it's mm-hmm. like, wow, that's a lot of sirens. The sirens just kept getting louder and more numerous. And I'm like, something's happening here, right? Well, I didn't have any idea how true that statement was. We were trying to get back to our hotel,
uh-huh.
and a cop stops us. Many cops stop us and say, no, no, no. Can't go down that way. Can't go down that way.
Okay.
So, coincidentally, there was an open tavern right next door.
Well, imagine that.
Well, you got to wait it out somewhere, Tammy.
Yes.
It's cold. It's cold outside, too. You know, you got to get inside, get warm.
And
in this case, get safe.
Yeah.
We're sitting there just having conversation, loud bar. I look up at the TV. There's a reporter doing a live shot right outside the bar where we're at.
Turns out
some poor person was shot and killed at the Macy's where we were.
Oh, my God.
That happened like while we were walking around outside.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. As we're in the bar, we look up at the TV screen and there's a reporter literally outside.
That you could see if you looked out the window?
The window.
Oh, that would be scary. That would be freaky.
And we're like, well, I wonder what's going on. A woman shot at Macy's. Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a little harrowing, and we obviously were able to get back to the hotel, but we didn't really need a reason to hang out at the tavern longer than we did, but, you know, just to be safe. It was a safe thing to do, Tim.
I definitely would have stuck there. Can you imagine if you were, like, going to meet somebody, though, and you're like, I can't get there, and they're like, well, it sounds like you're at a bar.
Right.
You know, why can't you get here?
I swear to God, honey. Yes. Ooh, shot outside Macy's. Moment of silence for her family.
That would be wild.
I bet.
Yes. No kidding.
You played the woman got shot card last week, pal.
Yeah. That, like, who would believe you? You know?
If I didn't have the TV proof.
Yeah.
I would not have believed myself.
Right.
Well, thankfully, that was the only negative, and obviously a very big negative part of our trip. Hope you had a wonderful, family-filled, not drama-filled Thanksgiving break. But, you know, maybe there was some drama, too. Either way, we'd love to hear from you at 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.